for the very latest on wrong way detection systems across Connecticut, what it means for you, especially this week. There might be some traffic trouble in the overnight hours and an update on red light cameras. We've got Josh Morgan back with us from the Department of Transportation. Josh, let's start with wrong way detection systems. My understanding is for the next few days in the overnight hours, there might be a couple headaches for drivers between 7 p.m. and 3 a.m. First of all, what's going on?
Good morning, Melissa. Yeah, we are going to be inspecting and testing some of the existing technology that's out there on these ramps. What we want to make sure happens is that not only are the systems working properly, flashing those bright red LED lights for the drivers who may be heading onto the highway in the wrong direction, but also that telecommunications software is communicating with our Highway Operations Center in real time. So it's important to inspect these and test these systems every other year. We do need to close the ramps down because we are going to simulate a wrong-way driving incident, again, to test and inspect the systems because we know this is life-saving technology and we want to be sure that it's working.
Josh, how many of those systems do we have at this point? It's more than 200, right?
We are getting very close to having 200 installed and activated. And really what we are seeing is we turn on a system, it pretty much gets activated that same week. Just this past weekend, we had 8 confirmed wrong-way events here in Connecticut. And I say confirmed because those are ones we know about because they entered a ramp that has these systems. We have more than 700 ramps in Connecticut, so there's a lot of blind spots. This is happening way too frequently, and we need the public to, be our partners in safety, do their part. Please look for those signs, put the distractions away, and drive sober. Help our community stay safe.
Now, Josh, you said that just this last weekend, as an example, there were 8 instances. Were those people who self-corrected?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep. So, these systems, and just as a reminder for your listeners, the systems work in 2 ways. There's multiple sets of wrong-way signs with red LED lights that will start flashing to alert that driver that they're going onto the highway in the wrong direction. At the same time, our Highway Operations Center, which is staffed 24/7, 365, an audible alarm goes off. They check the camera, see if that driver is corrected. They talk to the local state police barracks. If the car does continue onto the highway to try to get a responder out there to stop that vehicle before they crash and hurt themselves or somebody else. We've seen just a really overall great success. Close to 85% of all of these activations, the driver is self-correcting. We'd like to see it to be 100%, but still 85%, more than 500 times in the last year and a half, these systems have been activated and the driver self-corrected. We're saving lives.
Yeah, that's a big deal. And again, Josh Morgan is here from the Department of Transportation with these wrong way detection systems. Josh, of course, as you mentioned, we have over 700 ramps. So even if we had the money to put those detection systems on every single ramp, that would take a lot of time. But my understanding, like you said, was close to 200 of them. These are high risk or they've been identified, correct? I mean, remind folks how you pick which ramps get the detection systems.
Yeah, we know based on the data that by and large, the leading cause of a wrong way driving incident is impairment. So we looked at ramps that were within a half a mile of bars, restaurants, hotels, places that would be serving alcohol into the overnight hours. Also looked at ramps where the on-ramp and off-ramp were adjacent to one another. Another risk factor was illumination. If there was a very dark area with the ramp, all of our ramps got scored. We came up with a list of 236 that we've identified as high risk, but we also have a really great close working relationship with Connecticut State Police. So we're using their data as well. Maybe there is an influx of 911 calls because there's a wrong way incident. We can go and do an analysis of those ramps. So we are fully committed. This is the largest wrong way driving program in the country. Came back from Chicago talking to a lot of DOT colleagues. There's no program at the scale that we're doing here in Connecticut. And we're really proud of that fact and thankful for the support of the governor and the legislature that gave us the funding to roll out this program. And pretty much every week, we're putting new ramps online.
Yeah, I'd be proud of that, too. And again, Josh Morgan here from the DOT. I know earlier this year, Josh, at the beginning of the year, you had mentioned detection systems were going to be designed for Fairfield County by the spring and that they would roll out by the fall, which is what we're sort of in right now. What is the latest on that?
Yeah, we pretty much have the 95 corridor blanketed. Greenwich, Stamford, up into Norwalk, Fairfield, Milford, all the way into New Haven. We actually have a map on our website, ct.gov/DOT, and you can see pretty much all of the major highway corridors are blanketed with these little pinpoint dots showing where the systems are. May have to rethink this map as we keep adding more and more systems. As we come in close to 200, we're fully committed to rolling out this technology, getting more of these ramps activated. And again, this week, we're going to be testing and inspecting some of the existing systems, and something that we're going to be doing biannually to make sure that they're still in working order.
Yeah. And as you'd mentioned, Josh, it's clearly effective. You said 85% of the people who are coming across this detection are self-correcting, which is incredible. And I believe if it was from you or state police, forgive me, I don't remember who, it might have been both, but every single deadly wrong-way collision was done at the hands of somebody who was under the influence, if I can remember correctly, at least dating back to when we started putting these detection systems in. You're finding, though, that the systems are even reversing people who are not in their right mind?
Yeah, so we don't know what the cause of, unless they're arrested. We do see a lot of state police reports. If you go to cspnews.org, they're pretty much posting things about reckless driving, speeding, impaired driving. A lot of the recent wrong-way drivers, they've been able to stop. They have arrested for driving under the influence. We see a lot of the fatal crash toxicology reports, and those showed basically more than 90% of the fatal wrong-way drivers were impaired by alcohol. So these are preventable crashes if people were following the rules of the road. We say it until we're blue in the face, but if people followed the speed limit, put their cell phones away, and drove sober, our roads would be so much safer for everybody.
And Josh Morgan, while I have you here, I came across a Connecticut News Junkie article, and this was looking at red light cameras, so separate from wrong-way detection systems. It says that new traffic cameras are bringing in $1 million in fines. But what's interesting is there actually are not a lot of towns in Connecticut that have the red light cameras in place. Could you talk a little bit about this and just differentiate, first of all, which towns are cleared at this point and if there are any pending right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So the red light and speed safety camera program is something that is municipally driven. So towns and cities can opt in to this program. Their plans would be approved by us here at the Connecticut Department of Transportation, but the administration of that program is locally controlled through local ordinance. So we have 12 plans that have been submitted thus far. Six of them have been approved, the most recently being Stratford. Their plan was approved last week on September 23rd. So we have six plans, including Greenwich, like I said, Stratford, Middletown. Washington, Connecticut was the first community to have a plan approved. And seeing the stats, I don't want to say it's not surprising, because that's a lot of money considering the fee structure of these fines is $50 or $75, but it's not surprising given what people with two eyes can see anytime they're out on the road. Mm-hmm. People are running red lights, people are speeding, people are out of control. Just to remind your listeners, this program was designed not to raise revenue, but to change driver behavior and save lives. So any of the money that's being generated through this program has to stay with that local community and has to be used for traffic safety. So new crosswalks, new sidewalks, bike lanes, things like that. It's not money that's going to the state of Connecticut.
And again, as Josh just mentioned, there are only six municipalities that have been approved. There are six other applications, though, pending, including Beacon Falls, Fairfield, Stamford, and Milford. So for those of you thinking, no, we have them in place. No, you don't. Those applications are with the DOT. They are pending right now, but they have not gotten official approval yet. So until that happens, they're not in effect. So certainly keeping an eye on that. And I would imagine more and more municipalities will start getting their plans together and sending in their applications. But again, the DOT has to sign off on it. And I know, for example, in Milford, just in talking to the Milford mayor recently, they've had to go back and forth a couple of times and kind of tweak and make sure, because the DOT is not just going to approve it because you sent it in. So I appreciate the update, Josh Morgan, again. And I want to let people know we are going to link to your podcast on our website, just a link if people want to see, going back to the wrong way detection. If you want to see that map of where they all are, we're going to link that to Josh's podcast. podcast on our website, voiceofct.com. Josh Morgan of the Department of Transportation, I appreciate the quick update on WICC. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely, Melissa. And if I can just put a quick plug in, people may remember the Norwalk I-95 Fairfield Avenue bridge fire that happened last year. Our extraordinary work for that program is actually a top 12 finalist for a 2025 National Transportation Award. We have a link on our website. We're trying to secure a $10,000 charitable donation to the Andrew DiDomenico Memorial Scholarship and Connecticut Food Share. People go to ct.gov/DOT. They can vote every day. We're currently in third place out of 12. Let's try to get Connecticut some money.
Wait, that's incredible. Okay, so if they go, again, I'm going to put the website on ours, voiceofct.com, but they can go and vote till when, Josh?
Till November 17th, and you can vote every day.
Okay.
So I'm voting three times a day because I got a computer and two cell phones. I encourage everyone to do the same. There's two votes. One's a popular vote, and that's what we're asking people to vote for in the People's Choice Award. So we're one of 12 DOTs that are going to be vying for a $10,000 charitable donation.
And you said
again,
it's
we're
going
to split that with Connecticut Food Share and the Andrew DiDomenico Memorial Scholarship.
And for people who don't know, we tragically lost Andrew DiDomenico. I mean, a colleague of yours, Josh Morgan, at the DOT.
Yes.
So I love the fact that we're trying to get that money to go to that. And, of course, Food Share, trying to feed those who are food insecure in our state. That's incredible. So you've got till mid-November. We're going to put a link on our website. And, again, even just looking at the incredible work to replace that bridge in Norwalk, still one of the most extraordinary projects, I think, in recent years that we've seen come out of the DOT in Connecticut, if I do say so myself. So, Josh, thanks for the heads up on that. We'll put that in our news as well for people to know. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Melissa. Take care now.
All right. Talk to you soon. That is Josh Morgan of the Department of Transportation right here on WICC.